This is Nick Geyer, the police pundit and president of the Idaho Federation of Teachers, talking about the overuse of part-time faculty. In my conversations with Idaho College and University teachers, one of the most frequent topics is the overuse of contingent faculty. I will use the term contingent faculty to represent not only part-time faculty, but also faculty who teach a full load but do not have tenure or continuing contracts. From 1971 to 1998, the number of contingent faculty across the nation increased by 166%, while the number of tenured positions increased only 22%. Currently, two of three first-time hires in our community colleges are contingent faculty. In a survey of nine disciplines, only 48% of the introductory courses were taught by full-time tenured faculty. The remaining 52% were taught by teaching assistants and contingents. Gender differences are significantly higher among contingent faculty. In 1998, 36% of full-time faculty were women, but among contingent faculty, it was 48%. In the humanities, the difference is staggering. 38% are full-time versus 59% female contingents. Currently, only 17% of contingent faculty have medical coverage, and only 20% are on a subsidized retirement plan. Finally, 73% of these faculties are paid at a rate less than $3,000 per course. Boise State University may have the most contingent faculty as a proportion of total faculty than any other major American university. The number of BSU credits generated by contingents is approaching 60% university-wide, exceeding the national average by 8%. BSU's English department used to have a dozen full-time instructor positions with benefits. That number has now been reduced to three, so that there are now 46 contingents and 34 tenured faculty in the department. The BSU History Department has 15 tenured faculty and 18 contingents. I would like to propose four C's for contingent faculty. The first C is continuity. After a period of satisfactory performance, contingent faculty would receive a certificate of continuing employment that gives them hiring preferences and access to benefits. In stark contrast, U of I part-time instructors were fired at the end of the 2004 fall semester so that benefits would not have to be paid. The second C is compensation. Contingent faculty should be paid a salary proportionate to the salary paid to the full-time faculty with equivalent qualifications. In dramatic contrast, pay per course at the U of I ranges from $1,500 to one-third or a full of a one-third of a professor's salary. Some U of I contingents have never received a pay raise, and to prevent this from happening to any Idaho faculty, we propose that all campuses adopt a salary step system like the one in place at North Idaho College. The third C is consistency. Not only is there wide discrepancies in pay, there are also wide differences in contingent appointments. The ISU, Idaho State University Department of English and Philosophy, should be commended. Of its 58 faculty, only 9 are contingent. Although their salaries are low, the 20 instructors are employed full-time with full benefits on continuing contracts. The fourth and final C is coverage. Combining consistency and continuity, all contingent faculty who are working more than half-time should be entitled to medical and retirement benefits. In 2002, one U of I college cut medical benefits for all contingent faculty, even though one English instructor was in the middle of cancer treatment. Our contingent faculty are the draft horses of American higher education. We must treat them with justice and dignity. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.